Have you ever noticed that despite going on countless dates and meeting new people, you keep finding yourself back at square one? What if I told you that the reason you are still single is not about bad luck or timing, but about patterns you have developed in your dating life that you might not even be aware of? These invisible patterns shape your choices, influence your attractions, and ultimately determine your relationship outcomes. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are diving deep into a topic that touches the heart of many women's dating experiences. We're going to explore the hidden behavioral patterns that might be keeping you single, even when you are actively pursuing relationships. As a relationship expert, I have observed that many women who struggle to find lasting love are often caught in recurring cycles they cannot see. These patterns manifest in various ways. Perhaps you consistently feel drawn to emotionally unavailable men, or you might find yourself pulling away the moment someone shows genuine interest. The fascinating truth is that these patterns are not random. They are deeply rooted in our early experiences and beliefs about love, and they influence every aspect of our dating lives. In today's episode, we will uncover these hidden patterns and, more importantly, learn how to transform them. We will explore why you might be unconsciously attracted to certain types of partners, how to recognize self-sabotaging behaviors, and what steps you can take to create new, healthier dating patterns. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clearer understanding of your own dating patterns and practical tools to make more conscious, empowering choices in your love life. Let us begin this transformative journey by examining the first crucial step: understanding how your past experiences shape your current dating choices. Let me share a story that perfectly illustrates how these unconscious patterns play out in real life. Meet Rachel, a brilliant marketing executive in her early 30s who seemed to have everything figured out, except for her love life. Like many successful women, she found herself repeatedly drawn to a specific type of man who appeared perfect on paper, but left her feeling unfulfilled. Rachel had a pattern of being attracted to charismatic, ambitious men who initially showered her with attention. These relationships would start with intense chemistry and exciting promises. He would text constantly, plan elaborate dates, and make her feel like she had finally found her perfect match. But inevitably, around the 3-month mark, something would shift. The constant communication would slow to a trickle, those thoughtful dates would become casual hangouts, and that promising future they had discussed would fade into vague maybes. What Rachel did not realize was that she was unconsciously selecting partners who mirrored the emotional uncertainty she had experienced in childhood. With a father who was physically present but emotionally distant, she had learned to associate love with the pursuit of unavailable people. She would pour her energy into trying to recapture that initial connection, believing if she just tried harder or became more understanding, she could make it work. The turning point came when Rachel started working with a relationship coach who helped her identify these patterns. She began to see how she overlooked early warning signs, like their reluctance to discuss the future or their history of short-term relationships. More importantly, she recognized how her own fears of genuine intimacy led her to choose partners who had never truly let her in. Through conscious work and practice, Rachel learned to pause and evaluate her attractions differently. She started paying attention to actions rather than promises, consistency rather than intensity. When she met Michael, she initially worried he was too available, but this discomfort was actually a sign that she was breaking her old pattern. Today, they're building a relationship based on genuine emotional connection rather than the familiar chase of unavailability. This transformation did not happen overnight, and it required Rachel to challenge deeply ingrained beliefs about love and worthiness. But her story shows us that when we become aware of our patterns, we can make different choices. Let us explore some common misconceptions about these dating patterns that might be holding you back from making similar changes in your own life. Rachel's journey highlights several misconceptions many women hold about dating patterns and relationship success. These beliefs can keep you stuck in cycles that prevent genuine connection and lasting love. One prevalent misconception is that being single is purely about external circumstances, not meeting the right people, bad timing, or simply bad luck. The reality is that internal patterns and behaviors play a significant role in your relationship outcomes. Just as Rachel discovered, your unconscious choices and responses shape your dating experiences far more than chance encounters. Understanding these patterns gives you the power to create different results. Another belief that often holds women back is the idea that dating numerous people will automatically lead to finding the right match. This quantity over quality approach can actually prevent you from developing the depth and self-awareness needed for a meaningful connection. The key lies not in how many dates you go on, but in how present and conscious you are during each interaction. Quality experiences that allow you to practice new patterns prove far more valuable than numerous superficial encounters. Perhaps the most limiting misconception is that past relationships do not influence current dating patterns. Your previous experiences create blueprints for how you approach new connections. These blueprints influence who you are attracted to, what behaviors you accept, and how you respond to intimacy. Like Rachel, you might be unconsciously recreating familiar dynamics, even when they do not serve your desire for a healthy relationship. These patterns run deeper than simple choice or preference. They connect to fundamental aspects of attachment, self-worth, and relationship dynamics that shape your approach to love. Understanding these core principles can help you transform your dating experience from one of frustration to one of conscious growth and authentic connection. Let us explore the psychological principles behind these patterns and discover how attachment theory and relationship dynamics influence your journey to lasting love. Understanding your dating patterns opens the door to creating lasting change in your relationships. The impact of early experiences shapes how you connect with potential partners in ways you might not realize. Let us explore the deeper principles that influence your dating journey. Your attachment style, formed in childhood, acts as an invisible guide in your romantic choices. If you find yourself drawn to emotionally unavailable men or feeling anxious, when someone shows genuine interest, your attachment patterns are likely at play. These early blueprints influence who catches your eye and how you respond to romantic connections. Self-sabotaging behaviors often emerge when relationships start becoming serious. You might notice yourself finding flaws in a promising partner or creating distance when intimacy deepens. This protective mechanism, while natural, can prevent you from forming the deep connection you desire. Understanding these patterns allows you to pause and choose different responses. The way you interact in relationships follows distinct patterns. Perhaps you notice you are always the one making plans, or you tend to minimize your needs to keep the peace. These relationship dynamics repeat until you bring them into conscious awareness. By observing your patterns without judgment, you gain the power to make different choices. Research reveals that your early attachment experiences influence up to 60% of your dating patterns. This means the way you learn to give and receive love as a child impacts your adult relationships significantly. The good news is that understanding these patterns allows you to create new, healthier ways of connecting. Your cognitive biases can lead you to select partners who confirm your existing beliefs about relationships. If you believe relationships always end in heartbreak, you might unconsciously choose partners who will fulfill that expectation. Recognizing these biases enables you to challenge and update these beliefs. The level of emotional availability you bring to dating directly correlates with the quality of connections you create. When you approach relationships with awareness and openness, you attract partners who match that energy. This creates a foundation for authentic, secure relationships to develop. As you begin to recognize these patterns in your own dating life, you will discover opportunities for transformation. The awareness you are building serves as the first step toward creating new, healthier relationship dynamics. Let us explore how to put these insights into action with practical steps you can take today. Now, let us transform these insights into practical actions you can take in your dating life. The first step is conducting a relationship pattern audit. Take out your phone or journal and list your past three dating experiences. Note how each connection started, the dynamics that emerged, and how it ended. Look for recurring themes in the type of men you were drawn to. Creating a dating journal provides powerful insights into your patterns. Each time you go on a date, document your initial impressions, emotional responses, and any moments that triggered strong reactions. When you notice yourself feeling anxious or pulling away, pause to explore what activated that response. This awareness helps you make conscious choices rather than reactive decisions. Consider Sarah, a client who discovered through her dating journal that she consistently chose men who were recently out of relationships. By recognizing this pattern, she implemented a new screening question about relationship history during early dating conversations. This simple step helped her avoid becoming emotionally invested in unavailable partners. Mindful partner selection requires creating a practical framework for evaluation. Before your next date, write down three non-negotiable qualities you need in a relationship. During initial interactions, observe how potential partners demonstrate these qualities through their actions, not just their words. This focused approach prevents you from getting swept up in surface-level attraction. When you notice red flags, practice the pause, reflect, decide method. If he mentions he is not ready for commitment, pause instead of trying to convince yourself it will change. Reflect on how this aligns with your relationship goals. Then decide whether to continue based on facts rather than hopes or chemistry. Your success indicators will appear as new responses to old triggers. You might notice you are no longer drawn to unavailable men, or you feel comfortable expressing your needs early in dating. These shifts signal your growing awareness and healthier pattern formation. As you implement these strategies, you will face challenges that test your commitment to change. Let us explore how to navigate these obstacles while maintaining your progress toward conscious dating. Implementing new dating patterns often brings up internal resistance, and that is completely normal. When you start setting healthier boundaries or being more selective, you might feel anxious about potentially missing out on connections. This discomfort signals you are growing beyond your comfort zone. The fear of vulnerability can feel overwhelming when you begin expressing your needs directly. Instead of avoiding this discomfort, start with small steps. Practice stating one preference or boundary during early dating conversations. As your confidence grows, you will find it easier to communicate your deeper needs. Social pressure from friends and family who question your new approach to dating can shake your resolve. Create a simple script for responding to well-meaning but unhelpful advice. You might say, "I am taking time to date more intentionally," rather than defending your choices. Building a support network of people who understand your growth journey provides crucial encouragement. Old patterns might resurface during moments of stress or loneliness. When you notice yourself slipping into familiar but unhealthy behaviors, pause and acknowledge the emotion driving that impulse. Return to your dating journal and review your progress. Each time you choose a new response, you strengthen your commitment to conscious dating. Your transformation becomes visible through subtle, yet significant shifts. You will notice yourself feeling more centered during dating interactions, trusting your intuition about potential partners, and maintaining your standards even when chemistry is strong. These changes indicate your growing emotional resilience and readiness for a healthy relationship. Now, let us explore the key insights from today's discussion and your next steps toward creating lasting change in your dating life. The path to transforming your dating patterns begins with understanding that these patterns are not fixed destinies, but learned behaviors you can consciously reshape. Your past experiences have created specific templates for relationships, yet these templates can be updated with new, healthier patterns that align with your authentic desires. Each relationship experience offers valuable data about your unconscious attractions and choices. By conducting a thoughtful relationship pattern audit and maintaining a dating journal, you gain powerful insights into your decision-making process. This awareness becomes your foundation for creating meaningful change in your dating life. The journey to conscious dating requires courage and commitment. As you implement new dating strategies, focus on gradual, sustainable changes rather than dramatic overhauls. Setting clear boundaries, honoring your intuition, and practicing mindful partner selection become your tools for creating healthier relationship dynamics. Your capacity for growth and transformation is limitless. By embracing self-awareness and implementing conscious dating practices, you open yourself to attracting partners who match your evolved understanding of healthy love. The patterns that once held you back can become the stepping stones to your most fulfilling relationship. This is Amanda Collins, because better self-love attracts better love. Find your tribe at betterloveproject.com.